You're listening to the best travel podcast ever with Eric Hastings.
Well, that's very true. Welcome back to the best travel podcast ever. I am Eric Hastings. This can be found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. The entire episode also available on our YouTube channel at ericthetravelguy.com. I receive, you know, of all the commentary I receive on a daily basis, literally thousands of them, I read, I would read most of them, I think most of them, at least. Sometimes it gets a little overwhelming, but I get email. That's eric@ericthetravelguy.com. You can send a note if you wish, or you can make a comment on our YouTube channel, Instagram, or Facebook, or Twitter. And I got an interesting comment the other day via email. I'm going to paraphrase because I don't want to bore you with the details. Thank you, by the way, for listening. And we're going to get to Travel is as easy as 1, 2, 3 today. That is the subject matter of this. But I thought we would take a quick detour. And by the way, if you're so impatient that that's all you want to hear, fine. Skip ahead. I don't have the exact duration because I haven't recorded it yet. But it's just down the way a little bit. But I would encourage you to hang out and give yourself permission to take a few minutes and listen to what I have to say, because heaven forbid you might actually learn something. I know I always do. Every episode we do, I learn something new. And one of the things that I learned was, hold on, I want to get her name right. Randy P, Randy with an I, thank you very much, Randy. Randy P, somewhere in New Jersey, sent me a note. I'm not going to say which town. And she said, I have a question about the title of your podcast being the best travel podcast ever. Don't you think that that is a little arrogant to say you are presenting the best travel podcast ever? Question mark. Well, Randy P., no, I do not believe that it is arrogant. Let me explain just for a moment, if you don't mind. Let me take a detour here. We had to call the show something. That's step one. When I say we, there are other people who work on this show, not just me, but I make the decision, so I had to call it something. And it's an assimilation tactic, really. It just hopefully helps you get over the name and lets you focus in on the content. That's really what its design is. We have to call it something. We have to put a title in, and that's the title that I chose. And I thought about this title. And I thought about it because the reality of it is, it is, in my opinion, it is my editorial opinion, I might add, that this is the best travel podcast you're ever going to hear. That's my opinion. And by the way, I'm not asking you, Randy, or anybody else, to agree with me. What I am asking you is to give it some time. Let your mind open up. Because this is not a self-help podcast. This is not a cooking podcast. This is not a parenting podcast. And yet, every single one of those things sometimes makes its way into this podcast. Why? Because that's how far-reaching travel and vacation is, in my opinion. All right. Now, I happen to be a travel expert. All right. So that's why we use the word travel in the name of the podcast. Why am I? Well, I have been traveling since the age of about 8, and professionally I've been traveling since about 2006, and it's now 2021, and that's all I've been doing for quite some time. I have become an expert in certain places around the world, and I certainly have become an expert in the business of travel. In other words, all those companies that you rely on to help you piece together your vacation, be it a travel advisor or an airline or a cruise company or a car rental or a hotel or a museum, or I have become an expert in those things. Why? I enjoy it. And the biggest reason here that all of this exists is because this is my dream. Now, you might claim that that's arrogant. You might, and that's okay. Haters gotta hate. I'm fine with that. It's totally cool with me. And it's totally cool that you might not subscribe to the things that I am talking about, to my opinion. Listen, I'm not a news service. I'm happy to tell you the news that I think is important for you to know. That's the extent of, you know, that's it with the news. This is about editorial opinion, and it's my opinion. And I don't say it if I don't believe it. I don't bring it to your attention. You see, I have a lot of respect for your time. I have a lot of respect for your budget when it comes to vacation. I have a lot of respect for your dream. And that, my friend, is what we're really talking about here. Unlocking your inner oneness, your, you know, helping you get out of your own way-ness. This is my dream. Why are we doing it on a podcast? It's spoken word. It's another way for me to bring this information to you. We do it through, I make videos for you. I go out and do a television show. And when I say I am a representation of plenty of people who work on this stuff with me that I think are just so incredibly talented and fun to work with. And that's part of my dream. My dream is to do something every day and be something every day that I can be proud of. And the people who work with me make me proud on an almost constant basis. But it is my dream. And you know, if you're going to stand on the sideline and question it, I have no problem with that. As a matter of fact, I would suggest you don't listen. You don't watch. You see, for everything that I'm willing to share with you, and my life is an open book, I might add, relatively speaking, for every one thing that I might share with you about me or about what we do, there's 10 or 20 or 30 other things that I don't share. You know, it may surprise you to learn, or maybe not, but I actually hold in very high regard the art of the spoken word, what I'm actually saying to you right now. And what I'm actually saying to you is the product of years of refinement and study. You know, I built my radio station at my house when I was 8. I began professionally on the radio when I was 15. Why? I loved the medium. I thought it was such an interesting platform to paint a picture with words. I found that incredibly fascinating. And furthermore, I managed to spend most of my adult life in or around some of the greatest radio stations in the country, WABC being one of them, WLS in Chicago being another, KPRC down in Houston. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. So when I say we've got the best travel podcast ever, helmed by what I believe is the preeminent voice of the travel and tourism industry, I would be referring to me. But there's also another trick at play here. If you look closely, it's like that magician. You know, you follow the hand, and you follow this hand so that you don't pay attention to what this hand is doing. And the true value in what we talk about together, you and I, every week on this podcast, is actually this hand over here. It's not something that I necessarily want you to pay attention to. Subconsciously, I do. Because the reality of it is, I actually believe in you, most likely, more than you believe in you. That's a pretty cool thing, and it's true. I have seen it time and time and time and time again. I do believe that the actual value, the inherent value, the value in taking a vacation is completely and utterly underrated. We immediately put up roadblocks. We immediately stand on the sideline and say, oh, I could never do that. Oh, I can't afford that. I really want to do that, but I can't. We do it all the time. We're not open to the notion that maybe that next vacation might change your life forever. I have plenty of data on this matter. They've done research on this. I get notes constantly. I live here. It's an amazing place. I went to visit there, changed my life. I changed careers because I went on vacation, invented a widget. Whatever it is, people tell me all the time. I love it. So allow me to personally invite you into my world. People all the time say, you have the greatest job in the world. I mean, you know what? It's really not a job to me, but it is my dream, and it is mine. I own it. That means I own everything about it. And sometimes it's not so fun. Sometimes it's tedious. Sometimes what I'm talking about as it pertains to what you may be doing or what I do for a living, sometimes it's difficult, as in life, my friends. Incidentally, this portion of the Best Travel Podcast Ever is being brought to you by Summer's Evening Hand Detoxifier. Haven't your hands had enough of this pandemic? Finally, organic detoxifying relief for your hands in a convenient non-toxic spray, lotion, or gel. Perfect for the casual airplane passenger, Summer's Evening Hand Detoxifier can be used on your hands, feet, face, teeth, and gums, armrest, tray table, seatbelt, or seatmate. Visit handdetox.com today to receive 10% off your first order just by mentioning Eric the Travel Guy. Yes, presenting fake sponsors on my own podcast is also part of my dream. A thank you. The subject matter for today is how in the world can we actually take a vacation in three easy steps? And that is exactly what I'm going to articulate. And thank you for being here. I really appreciate it. Take a second to refill your coffee. We will continue, all right?
The Best Travel Podcast Ever will return after this. You're listening to The Best Travel Podcast Ever with Eric Hastings.
What? What in the world? Oh, I know. Got it. Now I know why we're playing this. Yeah. I love this song. Welcome back to the Best Travel Podcast Ever, by the way. I love this song because it's such a great song for pictures. It paints, it reminds me of the West. Can you see it? The hot sun, the browns of a desert, that long stretch of road. Oh. One of my favorites. Incidentally, I'm not quite sure where you found us, perhaps on YouTube, but if not, this podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you go to get your podcasts. Do me a huge favor, like, rate, review, and share it with everyone you know. You know, I've always stood by the notion that our content should be free to you, that the stuff that we make, that I make, that we make should be complimentary to you. That being said, your participation, the only thing I ask is that you listen or that you watch and share it and like it and various things. So anywho, welcome back and thank you very much. I didn't mean to go on as long as I had set out to earlier, but it really, you know, that email really did get me thinking. And I do this in my life too. If you're just joining us, maybe you're joining us midstream and you're looking for travel as easy as 1, 2, 3. We're going to get to that in literally less than a minute or 30 seconds or so. But I really took to heart that commentary, and I really took to heart that question of whether or not, you know, we're boasting about how we're the best travel podcast ever. And, I do it in my own life. You know, I think, you know, we do this all the time. Our mind is very good at it. Well, it can't possibly taste this good. It can't possibly feel this good. There's something got to be wrong with it. Sometimes it's too good to be true. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it isn't. Sometimes it's just good, you know. Sometimes, so, you know, maybe you're sitting on the sideline going, this guy, he doesn't know he's not the best at this. He's not an expert at this. I totally respect that opinion of yours, if that's what you think. But let me offer one point. If you can think that way, well, what's stopping you from thinking the other way? what happens if this actually is the best travel podcast ever, hosted by your travel guru, Eric Hastings? What happens if it is? What happens if everything I'm telling you is 100%, without a shadow of a doubt, true? What if I told you that I've dedicated my entire life to helping you with ideas on where to go and what to do and help you get off that couch and into your next great adventure? A line that was written for me by my friend Shadley Gray, because he's a brilliant writer and he brilliantly articulated exactly what we're talking about. And it permeates through everything that I make for you on our YouTube channel. You know, we do this television series for PBS. I say we because it's not just me. There's lots of other people who do it. I certainly am happy to spearhead the cause. The program is called Beyond Your Backyard. We're currently seeking sponsors for our fifth season. If you or someone you know has a travel brand that would be that would benefit by being in front of our audience, send me a note, for heaven's sakes. Let's get down to business here. Because if your brand is in alignment with my brand, and I love the cliche, my brand, for God's sakes, we started doing travel before YouTube existed. We started working on this media before influencers existed. And I have not deviated from my plan of world travel domination. Anyway, the show is called Beyond Your Backyard. You can find the episodes on my YouTube channel, or certainly on PBS Passport, or on your local PBS station, as we are seen nationally throughout the United States. Now, travel, as easy as 1, 2, 3.
All right.
Enough with the shameless, shameless self-promotion. How many times, haven't you ever been in one of those conversations? You're like, well, I don't know what, hasn't your friend always said, well, why don't you just say what you want? Well, I don't want to promote, you know, my... Why not? If you don't, who will? Anywho. Travel today is as easy as 1, 2, 3. And here we go. If you're going to take notes, that's fine. Again, this podcast can be found in lots of places. You can refer back to it when it's appropriate. I don't find notes are necessary here. Just stay with me on the dealio. All right? What's that dealio? Incidentally, the views and opinions expressed by Eric Hastings are solely those of Eric Hastings. I do love lawyers. Yes, very good. Who doesn't understand that concept? But whatever, that's $800 well spent. All right. Travel is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Number one, start daydreaming. Give yourself permission to daydream about your next great adventure. And by adventure, that could mean whatever that means to you. That's up to you. Okay? You might want to consider, if you're wondering how to get the ball started, well, I suggest you sit in a comfortable chair, unencumbered by other thought, and try to clear your mind and start with, sometimes the technique I use is a blank canvas, and you start just adding some pictures to that canvas. And if anything pops in, the dog barks, the cat jumps on you, you know, whatever it is, the kids ask, you see it on your canvas, you push it off to the side, not physically, but, you know, and get back to that daydream. Get back and ask some questions. You know, what problem is this potential vacation solving for you? What's it doing for you? And you don't necessarily, there are no wrong answers here in a daydream, okay? What do you want to feel when you are headed out on this next great trip? You know, maybe the problem you're trying to solve is you want to do something really special and meaningful and interesting for your children, or for you, or for your spouse, or for your friends, whatever. What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? What do you want to feel? That begins to, because travel is so broad, you know, there's an experience for everyone. There's something for everyone, literally, worldwide, for any audience and any budget, for the most part. Like, it's all available to you. The question is, I've said this a million times and I stick by it, travel is a very personal decision. travel is a very personal, and what's interesting about that is that sometimes while travel is a very personal decision, you may actually be traveling and or vacationing with other people who have very similar personal interests and likes. And so maybe it's a golf trip or it's a spa trip or it's a shopping trip or it's a who cares? Nobody cares, myself included. This is you. This is all you. And man, you are only limited by the boundaries of your own imagination. That's what's brilliant about travel. You know, we live in a time where travel is easier than it has ever been to travel great distances. It's easier than it ever has been to travel short distances. That's number one. Start daydreaming. If you want to write that down, that's something to write down. Matter of fact, I'm going to write it down right now. Hold on just a minute. No, I already wrote it down. I'm good. Number two, start to accept for the moment some universal truths based on information that's already available to you. Okay? For instance, unless we invent a new way to do this, if you stand at the top of a building and try to jump off without the aid of something else, you will not be able to fly. You will hit the ground and probably die. Okay? That's a universal thing. Like, gravity is what gravity is at the moment until we invent or have figured out some other unlocked secret about gravity. But for right now, that's what you're working with. Okay? You can, what would be another, you do not need to be vaccinated to take a vacation. Vaccination is a very personal choice. I respect the fact that it is a personal choice. My opinion, get a vaccine. If you choose not to be vaccinated, that may, and I say may, limit the number of vacation experiences that you can partake in our current universal truth and where we are in the world today in August of 2021. Okay? That's it. Why? I'll give you an example. If you want to get on a commercial airplane these days and fly with another airline, America, Delta, Southwest, United, and others, you're going to have to wear a mask. That's a universal truth. Now, you don't have to fly on those airlines. You can charter your own plane, and you can wear a French maid outfit, if you'd like. You could wear a chipmunk costume on board your own flight. Doesn't matter to me. Doesn't matter to anyone, quite frankly. But you certainly don't have to wear a mask on your own flight if you don't want to. Okay? Now, that's just a universal thing. You are going to have to, in some instances, not all, provide a negative COVID test in a certain number of days prior to your departure, and perhaps even a certain number of days prior to your arrival back into this country, if you're leaving the country. There are lots of rules and regulations and parameters that are changing on an almost constant basis. So start accepting the fact. And by the way, incidents on board airlines these days are on the sharp increase. Why? Because passengers are complaining about complying with mask policies. Now, the flight crews are having to deal with people that don't want to, they missed the memo and they don't want to wear a mask. What they, of course, don't realize is that they are disrupting the entire process for not just themselves, but for the flight crew and for potentially thousands of other people that could be affected by a delayed, a redirected, and or canceled flight, all because you decided to have, you know, 9 bourbons in the airport and get a little surly on board. Okay? So there are just some things to consider. Again, you do not have to, you don't have to be on board an airplane. You know, in this country alone, it's 50 states and you can drive pretty much to most of them. With the exception of Hawaii, you're going to have to either fly there or take a boat there. That's just it. You don't have to take a cruise, although you can. They are sailing with limited capacity. All of the major cruise lines are, but you don't have to get on one of those either. You could charter your own boat. You see what I'm talking about here? You see where I'm going with this? You need to give yourself permission to be open to the notion that your next great adventure is just not that far away. It is within reach. And finally, number three. So number two, accept some universal truths. That'd be number two. Number three, start the planning process. And you know, some people hate that. They hate planning. They would prefer to have somebody else do that. Oh, good news. You can. A trusted travel advisor would be more than happy to plan your next vacation at no cost to you, I might add. They get paid on the other side of things, but we can talk more about that in another episode. Some people love to plan things. But when I'm talking about planning, I'm talking about even like not even just the specifics of air, hotel, car, train, or cruise. I'm talking about like timing. I'm talking about when is the best time for you to go away? What is the budget? Is there a budget constraint? Of course, most of you listening, with the myself included, I always consider my budget. That's why I'm so rich. No, that's not it, because I'm not. But we all have a budget, okay? So you consider it. You know, are there ways to save money on this trip? There's lots of things. Who are you going with? And again, back to the daydreaming part, why are you going there? Are you open to the notion of like, listen, I really want to go to Myrtle Beach? Are you open to the notion that maybe there's other Myrtle Beach-like places that you hadn't really thought of, but that you started to research and maybe you will locate? I think St. Simon's Island is an excellent example of that. Brunswick and the Golden Isles, they call it, and Jekyll Island and Sea Island. You know, down there, you may not, if you don't live in that part of the country, you may have no idea that that actually exists. A lot of people do North Carolina. They do the Outer Banks. A lot of people do the Outer Banks. They come across and they turn right and they never turn left. You could go up to Currituck. You could go up to Duck. I mean, that's another example. Like, I want you to be in the mode of being open to these things for a number of reasons. A, you may want to be avoiding some major crowds. B, you might want to, you may be able to save a couple of bucks there. You never know. They're your reasons. But to me, that's travel in, three easy steps. Okay. So, you know, be that, I don't know how to synthesize it down to make it less cumbersome for you. Because it shouldn't be. You know, travel should be fun. Travel planning should be fun. Going should be fun. You know, leaving your emotional baggage at home would be another suggestion I would have for you. But unfortunately, that is all the time we have for this week. And as you know, with podcasts, there is no time limit, although we present these things unedited. So I'm tired of talking. And we don't have a guest this week because what do we need a guest for? To tell you travel is easy as 1, 2, 3. Now, to help you get started, this goes back to the promotion, and maybe you will see it that way. That's your prerogative. But it's not. If you want to start bathing in this information and all of these beautiful pictures, you can start, and I say start, by going to my YouTube channel. We make lots of videos up there. Lots of episodes of our television series. That's 30 episodes thus far, and another 10 right behind it very soon that would open up your mind to, maybe we could go there, maybe we could go there. And there are certainly other shows as well, and short form and various things like that. So that's a good place to start. That's the Eric the Travel Guy YouTube channel or on my website. Either one, it doesn't matter. It does help us and does support us. I hear the music, which means that's time to go. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll talk again soon. Have a great week.
You've been listening to the best travel podcast ever with Eric Hastings. Don't worry, we will return again.